This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Bunny Michael. Connecting to your higher self is an unlearning process. Unlearning the conditioning of our culture that raised us to believe we have to prove ourselves to belong. Success, fulfilling relationships, self-acceptance, inner peace. All of that begins when we realize that that is what we deserve, what we've always deserved. Aligning with your higher self is an awakening process, and it is no easy feat. But as you will learn from the callers on this podcast, our journeys might look different, but our path is the same. Welcome to XO Higher Self. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Hope you're feeling good. I think when this episode comes out, it's going to be a Friday. So that's nice. Fridays are cool. The weekend, gotta love that. Although for me, the weekends are kind of just like regular work days, but whatever your schedule is, Fridays tend to be a fun day. I remember when I was little, my favorite restaurant to go to was TGI Fridays, which is kind of lol now that I think about it, but it was like where we went on my birthday every year when I was a little kid, TGI Fridays, that or this place called, I can't remember. It was called the Magic Castle, some kind of restaurant where every waiter dressed up like a character. The food was horrible, horrid, but it was fun to be served by some kind of character. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. I got to Google it, find out what the name of that restaurant was. It definitely isn't there anymore. Or if some of you remember, this was in Dallas, you know, 90s, long time ago. All right. So this episode, we're going to be talking about the dating situation, dating apps, trying to deal with finding some kind of validation through dates, male validation, all of that kind of stuff. And the dating world is not easy. Even though I'm married now and I'm not using the apps, I have been there. I do know what it's like out there. I write about it a lot in my book, actually. So I'm looking forward to you hearing some of those stories, which are kind of, lots of them are kind of funny. But yes, dating is not easy. It can be a very dehumanizing experience these days, especially with the technology. It's so easy to just objectify people, swipe through them so quick, judge them in a matter of seconds, make a, you know, pass a judgment on them. And also because there's so many people on the apps, there's kind of this illusion that you should be able to find a perfect match because you have all of these choices. But think about it. As you know, when you're scrolling like on Netflix, or you know how there's so much to watch these days, like so much to watch, it's almost overwhelming. And I tend to not be able to find anything that I want to watch. I mean, sometimes I find good stuff or I hear it word of mouth. Most of the time, finding things I want to watch actually happens because somebody I know and trust introduced me to that content and said, you should watch this because it's good. So it was kind of like meeting that content through another person's experience, sort of like meeting somebody to date through a friend is a lot easier in ways than just picking out something on an app. Anyway, you get my metaphor. The point is that it's not necessarily true that because there's so many choices that you should have so much choices. And then if you're not finding, something's wrong with you. And that's what we tend to think. I remember when we used to go to Blockbuster as a kid. You had a limited choice. And then it was like you went on the weekend, you got one new release, maybe another thing, and then you were set. And it wasn't, it's not like having more choice makes it more enjoyable. I mean, I loved going to Blockbuster as a kid. I loved it. And then you were stuck with that video. And anyway, I might be pushing this metaphor a little far, but you get what I'm saying. All right, let's get to the question.
Hey, Bunny. I hope you're doing well. So my question is about male validation. Within the past few years, I've really struggled with it ever since being on dating apps. And I recently quit dating apps because I was just getting so addicted, and I kind of hate the clusterfuck that is technology, sexuality, and relationships. And it was really hard at first, but since then I've kind of realized I don't give a flying fuck about having sex or dating, especially since I have really bad taste in men. That being said, though, I'm really struggling with feeling validated by my friends. And it's a little weird, but I feel like there's such a status with being able to sleep with a bunch of different people and being able to like pull. And I was able to do that when I was not at the apps because it was easier. But in real life, you know, it's a lot harder. But I don't know. It's weird. It's like I feel like there's nothing to talk about. I feel like my status is lower because I'm not bringing guys home regularly. And I know it sounds silly, but like, I don't know. I'm just really struggling with it. So if you have any words of advice for me, I would love to hear. Yeah, bye.
Hi, sweetheart. Okay, before we get to the meat of the question, I first want to address what you said about you having bad taste in men. I wrote this meme once on my IG that said, "Me, why am I always attracted to people who aren't good for me? Higher self, you aren't attracted to people who aren't good for you. Your wounds are." What that means is that the part of us that looks for validation from people that don't treat us right isn't our higher selves, which is our true selves, that know on a very deep level and have always known on a very deep level that we deserve better. But our LHBs, the learned hierarchical beliefs we picked up from cultural conditioning, our trauma, our childhood experiences that made us believe that we weren't inherently good enough, that we were fundamentally lacking in some way, and that it was okay for people to treat us that way. When we're in the filter of those LHBs, we tend to find people who are also running their lives according to those same set of rules. And dating becomes a game of winners and losers, of accumulation. It becomes very dehumanizing because people approach dates from a very objectifying way. How can this person make me feel better about myself? So what that part of you that is attracted to that isn't really your true self. It's your conditioning. It's your wounds. It's your fears. And yes, I think the dating apps can exacerbate that hierarchical paradigm. There are a lot of people on there, though, who choose not to use them that way. And with more awareness, more self-awareness of what you are really looking for can help it be somewhat of a less toxic place. But you quitting the apps was a great way to initiate this kind of self-reflection. It's a really good boundary for you because the apps have thus far been a place where you were sucked in to that kind of thinking. And the patriarchy is one branch of that hierarchical lens, but there's a lot of branches of that that kind of intertwine in our LHBs, the patriarchy intertwining with social status, intertwining with body image stuff, intertwining with classism, all that stuff kind of intertwines in the dating world. And I think it's amazing that you have been able to reach this very growthful moment in your life. But because this deeper issue goes beyond the apps, right? This is way bigger than just dating apps. You're also going to become aware of how it shows its face in other aspects of your life, i.e. your friendships or the so-called social status that male validation has played a role in your life. Just because you're in this place in your growth where you realize you want something different doesn't mean your friends are going to be in that place. And TBH, it's really not fair to kind of just expect them to be there because you are now. For a long time, that's what you bonded over. That's the thing that you did talk about. And just like there's a lot more to you than who you're sleeping with or who you're not sleeping with, there's also a lot more to them. This could be a time where you inspire your friendships to be about something deeper. This could be a time where you open up about what's going on with you, where you get more vulnerable. And or it could be a time where your social circle changes as your priorities change. Even though the places you have been and the people you have been around put a lot of effort into that kind of hierarchical status symbol or that kind of dating vibe, that doesn't mean there aren't many, many people who are not into that. People who are actively like, fuck that male validation bullshit. And this could be a time where your tribe changes. Being on a growthful path is a lot easier when you have friends that support that growth, that understand what you're talking about, what you're going through. And it's a lot easier when you have environments that are conducive to it, whether that's physical environment or digital environment, because that also plays a huge role, where you're spending time on your phone. For example. And that's why I love doing this podcast so much, because when I get all of these emails and voicemails, it reminds me of how not alone I am, how so many people out there want something deeper, more loving, more compassionate, more joyful than chasing status, than chasing outside validation. Sooner or later, we all get to a point where we realize that's not it. Sometimes people realize that and don't make the change though. You know, they keep fighting for more. And sometimes we realize it and it's kind of like, darn, all right, things need to change. It's not easy, but it's good. You should be really proud of yourself for getting off the apps because you knew it wasn't helping. Sometimes when you make one change, you realize there are a lot more changes that need to be made. Don't be tempted to go back to that very limiting and very illusionary way of seeing yourself. Screw that. What we think of us as changing, honestly, it's really just us becoming more like ourselves, more authentic, trusting ourselves more, trusting the guidance of our higher selves more, listening to our intuition, surrounding ourselves with people who treat us with respect. It's the, as the cliche says, the long journey from the head to the heart. All right, babe, I'm really excited for you. I'm really excited for the expansion of your social circle. I'm really excited for you having different terms when it comes to romance. This is all really, really good stuff. Sending you so much love. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, it's really interesting because the same lessons, the same inner work that you do when you're single is the same when you're not single in so many ways. It's just a different form of learning those lessons. So whether you have a partner or not, you're on the same journey as everybody else, as people who are partnered or single. We're all on the same journey. We just learn in different ways, in different environments. We just have a different set of lessons. But ultimately, the journey is coming back to our own self-worth, letting go of all of the layers of conditioning that have told us we're not good enough, so that we can really start enjoying ourselves because we're cool and we're fun and we're interesting and we're creative. And we deserve to acknowledge that. It's not vanity. It's not vanity. In fact, it's one of the most humble things in the world. Being on the path of your higher self is both humbling and empowering. It's empowering because you realize all that you deserve, and it's humbling because you realize everybody else does too. All right, babes. I love you so much, and so does your higher self. I will see you next time. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye.